Afternoon Chesam Beis. Mishnah begins with Vetel B'Chodav Sheyichel Litmas. Now one could be Tayla, the Kesem in any possibility that one could be Tayla. Shach B'Beim Achai Ba'if, one, if she was Shechting B'Beim Achai Ba'if, Ms. Ask B'Ksam, she's been Oysi B'Ksamim, Hashiyosh B'Btzar Ha'asukim Ben. So then, these are good tzlis. Har chodesh has a tzlis, but kamatel rochem and tigus are marked kigris shapul. Avapi shulei har. So the mishnah is coming to be meisif to us over here that even though there was exeris kesamim, however, one could do tzlis with different, and it's come to give us different examples of different tzlis. So we began in the last chibur discussing the tali of machailis, which we'll get back to later on in the sugya by Ruchanin and Rav Yanai on the Tesim and Aleph. But over here, the Gemara starts with a deek. The Gemara says, Harga in le harga loy. No, sorry, before that. The Gemara says, Tanina lahad tana rabbanan. Ma'isa v'tala rameya b'kila v'rebi tala b'sraf sikma. And Rebbe was tailored in sraf sikma. So it's a maisa that rameya was tailored in kila, and Rebbe was tailored in sraf sikma. Question is, what's the price of imachash to us? Tlias? I know tlias from the Mishnah. Mishnah said very clearly, b'chol tailored b'chol dava, and the Mishnah gives examples of tlias. So what's being this chadish over here that I don't know? So we take a look at the Torah. The Torah is down the halacha that we'll come across later on in Simin Kuf Tzadi, that if I have a tliya which is edoim, if I have a kesem which is edoim, I cannot be tailored in shachar, and shachar I cannot be tailored in edoim. That I cannot do. However, Edim be'edim, or Shachar be'shachar, that I could be Taylor. The Torah is. There's the Torah. Chav Zayin. Beis Yosef says, where did you find it?
It's by the Prisha on the Dalet. That helps.
Yeah, I'm on that page.
So the Prisha and Beis, the Prisha on the Dalet. Kofi, Indian, Sasi, Kudava.
Alrighty.
Edo.
Safi, Kasraj, Dark and Sasi.
It's right after your Shechazir.
Okay, sorry, I got right. She was Isaac with something that's written that she finds on herself a kesem of shachar. Ibcha ain't toilam ba. Ba medvar murim. Edoim bishachar. Bishachar beedoim. If it's red with black, black with red, then I will edoim beedoim. Red for red. Shachar bishachar. Afilu meini nikr mamashadoim alai. Even though it's not clear that they're similar to each other. Toilam ba, you could be toilam. Says the Beis Yosef, where did the Torah get this from? Where did the Torah get this chiddush from? Kein mashma midamrin begmara tenina lahad the tana rabbanan ma'isa v'tala rameya bekilor edoim v'rebi b'sraf sikma. From our Gemara, v'leik amashi kifum lekesem liris and doimalai. The Brayz doesn't say that they compared the two, they brought them next to each other to see if they're similar. V'stam kilor, edoim eina edoim harbe. Stam kilor is red, but not very red. Shari adova edoim urivim dvar machem sheinam edoimim. V'chein pasik arashba, v'chein kasar beini ruch. So the Beis Yosef is pointing out that there's a chiddush over here. The chiddush of this brayse is that they don't have to be managed to each other. The Tosfos Rosh earlier in Simit in Daf Daf Yutes on base. This rush over there in the sugya of Maris. Over there is the sugya of Maris. So this rush says that as we know, the Gemara already says and the Rishonim speak about how nowadays we're not bekiyim in the Maris of what's exactly considered red. The Velaser. So he says, Yesh Roitzen Ladaktet, Bizman has said, they ain't on a bikim, but Maradomim, ain't on a lit lois of Hila Avra Vishuk Shal Tabachim. Nowadays, that we're not bikim in exactly the colors, so therefore we would not be able to be Taila, even if she was Avra the Shuk Shal Tabachim. Vilay Vishum Davish Yechayli Lois Bay, Kivan. The ima yinu bekiim, because if we were bekiim in the fine difference between the colors, have makir sheini daimalai, we would recognize that they're not similar to each other. Kid mashmach sheini teilu b'damachaylus the kuligufa mishum dalei dami. So these people wanted to taina that nowadays that we're not bekiim in the colors, so too we will not be able to make a Taliyah even in Avram Shuksha Tabachim, because if we would be Bikim, we'd be able to tell that Stak and not Daimah to each other. Vilesa, what?
How are they able to make it
now? They were able to see that it's Daimah, they were Bikim enough to see that the Kesem is Daimah to the source of where she was. And therefore, even though we don't know for sure it came from the Shuksha Tabachim, but what she's finding on her is enough daimah to the blood of Shukshat Abachim. What?
The target then, if it wasn't daimah, we wouldn't be doing that?
That's what they're saying, right? That since nowadays we're not the Kiyim, right? What are we confused about?
In those days they would.
They're talking about now. It says right now that we are not Bikim, right?
Koshkin, we should be Toilet.
So Koshkin, we can't be Toilet because we can't tell.
We can't make the difference. They were able to make the difference, they shouldn't have had
clear. But they can see if it's Daima. This red is Daima to the red of the Shukshal Tabach. What's trend? So he continues, says Velesa. The Amrila come on. Avram Shukshal Tabachim Arzu Taila. He makes a dig. It says over there in the Al Gemara, Avram Shukshal Tabachim Taila. Velika Amatir El Chacham. Doesn't say that you have to go show it to the Chacham. Elihi Atzma Taila. Vistam Isha in a Bekiyah Bedamin. Vistam Isha in a Bekiyah Bedamin. So the Tais Rosh is being Medaik, making another dig in our sugya. From the fact that the Bryce says Avra Shmishuk Shal Tabachim Toila, sounds like it's giving the right to any simple person, the lady herself, to make the Taliyah. She's not Bekiya. V'hocha Mayri v'chocha Ma'boki b'mar Zedam Abizmaz she'en o'vikiyim Toila v'chomash yichol litlis v'chein ama debar. That's the meaning. So again, you see the same insight over here that the Rosh is pointing out that even though we have tliyas, even though it may not be daima mamish to it, but still we could be a toilet. However, even though this is the chiddush of the brisa that the Gemara is beginning with over here, back in our sugya, we'll learn, and when we get to Shulchan Aruch, we'll learn that there's still gedarim to it. You can't just do it very loosely. There are gedarim too. How loosely we could be totally one and the other when they're not doing to each other. We'll see different halachas about it in Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara goes on further. The Gemara says, Oishe Yashva. Yashva in, La Yashva Loi. Yashva in, La Yashva Loi. Davke, if she was sitting next to the Masaskin, if she wasn't sitting there, then not. Tanina law, the we learned this. The Tan Rabbana, Avram Shuksha Tabachim, Safik Nita Zalea, Safik Le Nita Zalea. She went through the Shuksha Tabachim. She's now a Safik whether Dam spritzed at her or not. So then the din is Taila. Safik Avra, she's not sure if she went through the Shuksha Tabachim. Safik Loi Avro, she did not go through Tameya. So the Bryce is teaching us over here that if it's a Safik, if she got hit by the Dam, she was in a place where Dam was being spritzed, and just Safik if she got hit by the Dam, then she could be Taila. If she's Safik Bechlau, she was in the place where the Dam is being spritzed, then there's no Taila. So the Gemara starts off with this deek. Yashvin, lo yashva loy. Taisa's Rosh on this says, his Rosh says, lo yashva loy, pirish, lo yada im yashvim lav. What does it mean, lo yashva? Of course, if she didn't sit there, it's pashadet, unatayla. It's the deek in the Mishnah. So zok the Taisa's Rosh, the deek is, lo yada im yashva. Yashva meaning that she knows that she was sitting next to the Masaskin, then she could be Taila. La Yashva, that the suffix of Bechlau she was there or not, no, then you cannot be Taila. Tanina Lahad, the Tanrabar, and this Yisoid, we mamash lived in this Braisa. Avra B'shukshal Tabachim Taila, suffix Avra, you cannot be Taila. So the Arklanel Lake Sue that when you read the Mishnah, the flow of the Mishnah is as follows. What the Mishnah is saying is, we started off Vitayla B'chol Dava. What's the example of that? Shachta Be'im Chayvayv, with sheer self is shachting Be'im Chayvayv. Then the Mishnah says, not only what she herself is Nisaska in the Makar of the Dam, but even if she was just Yashva. Yashva Bitsara Masask, and she was sitting on the side of those that would be Masask. On that the Gemara is Maisiv. However, if it's a suffix if she was Yashva, then not. That's the Chiddush over here. Now why talk of a suffix Avra or suffix Yashva when not Taylor? So on that our Zeruah says, because one he's Maisiv when he speaks to that, he says, because suffix Avra, suffix Avra, there's two sfakas over here. It is a suffix. One suffix is, was she there at all? And even if she was there, did it hit her or not? Meaning that our Zeruah is telling us the Yisoid over here. That when it's one suffix, what, did she get hit by it or not? One suffix, so then with Taylor. But if it's a double step, a double Taliyah, we have a double suffix. Suffix A to Suffix B, so then we're not Taylor. The rule in Tli is how vital we Taylor. The rule is if it's a one suffix, yeah, two suffix, no. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara goes on, the Gemara says, And like his words, his way, we are maitim, we agree. So Taisa says, "Yochadvar banu maidim, umiyu hecha da harga haba machiles, oy pishpesh. If she killed many machiles or pishpesh, taila kafima shaharga. She's taila according to the man that she killed. Midi da haba shukshatavach. Very pashut. Says Taisvis that if we have to make a tliyah." We find just dam alone, we have to be tailed in a machalis. So, for that, we have up to a kigris. But if she knows that she was killing more than one gris, two, three grisim, or pish, which is more dam, so then already, it's not any different than shukshal tabachim. She was in a place where dam was being spritzed, dam spritzes. She doesn't know if she got hit by the dam or not. Over here, also, doesn't know if all the dam that she was killing got hit her or not. But with tailah, midi da haba shukshal tabachim, it's a regular tliya. It's a regular tliyah. Now, as the legazu was on the original atkigris. Now there's a regular tliyah. On that, the rosh. Do I have the rosh in here? No. Ooh, where is it, Gemara? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm taking your work on it. So on that, the rosh says, what's it mean? What? Simba. Okay. So on that the Rosh says very interesting lashon. Midrash says, the Bein Hagar Bein Loi Hagar Tel Achikris, Vilei Polugrabanan, Vilei Polugrabanan, Bein Hagar Habel Hagar Maat. Chazal may no chilukim. They gave you the advantage that you could be Tel Achikris, and when they did that, they were not machalik whether you killed a lot or a little. La Oilam, ain't a Tele, be Yoisim Achikris. We are not Toyla more than a Kigris. So the Rosh is telling us that on the side of it. The Rosh is saying that there's a Leipalag Rabbanan over here. Chazal and Amchalik in their share, and therefore whether you killed a lot or a few, you only have up to a Kigris. Taisvis, then all of this Leipalag Rabbanan. There's a Leipalag Rabbanan until a Kigris. But it's possible to do a tzliyah midah avashuk shazabachim on more than that. Now, we go by it in the Gemara. So Ravashi, the Gemara quotes Ravashi. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Am Ravashi, ir sheish b'chazirim, e choshin l'ksamim. Ir sheish b'chazirim, v'nach choshish for ksamim. Interesting lashon. Ain't choishishim like some. Don't know what I'm talking about. Toilah, not toilah, ain't toilah, yet toilah. Of years of art of ain't choishishim like some. Abraham Nachma Yitzhak, the hod did the keres, ki'ir she'ish bechazirim dami. This of the keres, where Rashi says, tabachim harbe, v'ashbeis, v'shkotzim, v'tsuyim ba. Such a place as a din of ki'ir she'ish bechazirim. Now Rashi's lashon over here is, what's chazirim? Says Rashi, oichlum shkotim ramasim, umatizim dam, and they spit dam. So Ravashi is coming and telling us, Eir sheish b'chazirim, a city where there are chazirim roaming around, that they eat the shkotim ramasim, and then be matiz dam. So in such a city, ein chayshim, we're not chayshish for a kesem. Not chayshish on a kesem. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha down, the Rambam, he says, see. Ir sheish b'chazir b'sheim ba'in la tamid, ein chayish l'ksamim hanimtsoyim b'chalak. He's most of the words which are found on a chalak, right? On a chalak. So too, the Rashba, when the Rashba talks about it also, the Rashba says bigdeha, chalukeha bigdeha. Seems from the Rambam and the Rashba that this din is only going to be on her chalak. But if she finds a kesem on her basa, one cannot be mitoiled on her sheish b'chazir again, because it's mistaber. In other words, where is she? She's in a walk around the city. Perhaps she got spitz by the dam. Here we're going to say that when it's found on the chalak, so then in chayshim, but on the baguette already, by our body, we would be chashish.
Same Rashi argues in that?
I don't ever write the Rashi argues, and either we work with the earlier Rashi, he'll agree to it. I'm not saying he argues.
What do you
have? What?
Ban also. Same Rashi as Rambam.
Fine. Right.
Why is that different than Shoshana?
What?
Why is this different? Like Tyson said earlier, that sometimes she's a gala at her.
She's not with us. We're talking about over here a kesem which is even more than a kigris. She doesn't have any other excuse over here. So it's even if it's more than a kigris, even if it's from the chagalamata, even if it's not nesaska, she has no maka that could uncover, that could get softened and blood will come out. Still, we're going to be taila, ain't chayshim, we're not worried about it. Me, who I'm Marie, the aimless mechan, the achsha. Nowadays, you can't be semech on this lahaka. Kishamaitzik, some of Mamshan Regilis, Liga Behin Chazirin. In a place where it's not normal to come in contact with the Chazirin, you can't be taila on this lahaka. Chay meaning, the light only not. If there's a reglaim dove, then okay. But normally in places nowadays, it seems to say in many places where aim regilus liga behen chazirin, it's not rogo to come in contact with them with chazirin. Over there, we are not toilet. So he starts off with the Rashbam and goes into the reed. Now, the Rashba brings down Taisvis, brings down Kvaksavna Sharach Zalpirish Shusharacha Shahim Matsu Chazirim and Mukhubit. Then he brings down Taisvis. Says, nowadays we're not telling chazirim in matzah kesem bechaluka. The ain near a loyma shebasham in a chazirim. The ain, this way he's quoting to us, the ain near a loyma shebasham in a chazirim. It's not nearer to say that it came from the chazirim. The ain yedea tamle devrayim. Rashi says, I don't understand. What are they talking about? Now, I don't understand the Rashi because they're saying a very posh idea. They're saying, Avram shukshat abachim. Avram shukshat abachim. You're taila. If you're not Avram shukshat abachim or safik avra, so that's what they're saying. When Chazirim were coming, roaming around, so then we could assume that it's like Avra Shukshal Tabachim, so with Taila. But nowadays that people don't come in contact with Chazirim, so then you don't have the Taliyah. There's rules to the Taliyah. So what's he saying? That he doesn't understand what Taisus is referring to. And we take a look at the Rashban in the entire Sabayis. The Rashban in the entire Sabayis. Over there, he says, "Mitzuyin ba'ashpa'is luchlochem bedam neveilos shema noga b'avlavadaita shema noga b'avlavadaita." That's the Rashi's pshat over here. Is that since chazirim are matzui by the ashpa'is luchloch bedam neveilos shema noga ba? Maybe she came in contact with it and she didn't realize. So it comes out that there's a big chiddush over here, according to the Rashi. Rav Ashi is being a chiddush to us that even though we learned in the Braisa, Safik Avra, you're not Taila, but over here you are Taila. Why are we Taila? So the Rashi asks this question, the Rashi answers. He says, Hacha shayni, ki chazirim holchem eilach ve'eilach, v'chol ha'yer kishuk shal tabachim. Since the chazirim roam around from here to there, they're around. They may not be coming in contact with people as much, but they're around. So the whole city remains like a shukshal tabach. It's not a case of safek avra. The city remains like a shukshal tabach. Now, just to bring out the point, right? And it's not any worse. It's not any worse. The Raj was saying it's not any worse than a makkah sheichel igola. Right, makkah sheichel igola. Right now, there's a scab on it. Is it possible that it got wet and got softened and dam came out? It's possible. So they also, they're around, the helich ve'helich, they're around. So it's possible that I was with the chazir somewhere and I got spritzed by it. It's possible. Now, the Beis Yosef understood in Tosfos, the Beis Yosef, when he learned Tosfos, he understood that what Tosfos means, what Tosfos says, B'makim she'ein regidus liga ben chazir, means because it used to be that the goyim would let the chazir roam around the city. But then there are places where, in the days of Tosfos, that was illegal. You couldn't let your chazir roam around. So you had to lock them up in the pen and in the backyard. So that's what he's saying. B'makim she'ein regidus. Regidus liga ben chazir means because they're off the streets. They're not on the streets anymore. But the Maisa, Tosfos, this doesn't say that. This, I mean, this doesn't have to mean that. But Mokshen Regidus Liga Ben Chazeru. And the Rashba definitely didn't understand it that way. And if you look at the Rosh is Lashon, it's Ha'ina La'Noag Din Zeh, Shadav Yiduah She'ina Chazir Matizim Dam. That nowadays, the Nanag with this Din, Shadav Yiduah, that the Chazir are not Matiz Dam. No, it's mashman in the Rosh. About that they're around, chazirim are around, that they're agreeing to is around. Just he has a taina that they're not matiz dam, right? But they're around. So on that, the Rosh is tining. I don't understand why is it any different than shukshal tabachim. What does that mean? So if we take a look at the Rashba goes even a step further. The Rashba says, even though some of the Rabbanon, we're not going to be telling the Shuk Shatabachim unless Avra Bevadei. She knows for sure that she walked through the Shuk Shatabachim. Avlim is Apik Law. Im Avraim Lav, but if she's been supik whether she went through or not, Sveika Tameya. If she's only misupik, then she's Tameya. Then he brings the Braisa that we have over here, and then he says, V'chein ir, she'shachdim b'r'chay v'seha, a city where the shechdim, shechdim the streets. Pa'amim Khan, they travel around the city shechting. Sunday morning they could be there, Monday morning in another corner, they're going around. Mitaych she'shechdim chor chayvais, I'm not sure if I'm quoting the Zach Lashon, but since they shecht in different places, since they shecht in different places, since they shecht in different places, pam kam, mitaych she'shechdim chor chayvais. Perhaps they were shechting where she was and she didn't realize. So the Rashba over here, the Rashba again, the first piece of the Rashba, Shachazir says, Hashemah, over here it's Efsha Sheshachdu B'Mokim She'Avra V'Lava Daita. What's going on in the Rashba? So the Rashba himself is masked. The Rashba is bothered with a question. The Rashba is bothered with that, why by Shukshal Tabachim are we saying that it has to be the Shibade went? And over here we're saying even a Safik. So he says, "Bamed v'amur be'irsha tabachim ayahoyskim b'ksamim darkom lamay b'makim yiduah min ear." A shuksha tabachim is in a makim yiduah. It's in a special, specific place. It's in one place. So over there, I have to know b'vadei that I was over there. Now, once I know I was there, I don't have to know that I was for sure hit by the blood. I can be told in the dam. In darkness, as it can become, but if there's no shuk, or the shuk is the whole city where you can just go, they go here, they go there. Toila afilu misafik shemen azaska. Then we're going to be toila misafik shemen azaska. Bimakim shavra v'layir gisha. Then we're going to go ahead and we're going to say, we're going to toila even though. So, and if you take a look in the Torah, Sabayis HaKotzer, Actually, you know something? I just read the Torah Zabayis about it. The Torah Zabayis Aruch says Pirish b'nei shetabachim mitzuyim b'chorim choyv se'ir v'shema b'shuk zeh sh'avra nishchita shameim avalav adayta. So in the Torah Zabayis Aruch he uses the lashon of v'shema to explain our sugya, why it's different than shuk shetabachim, where over there they go to avachim b'yuchid. And Torah Zabayis Aruch he says v'kan by us toila afilu misafik shemnes aska b'mokim sh'avra v'lerigisha. So what's pshat? It's mashma from the Rashba that this rule of one suffix, two suffix, like the Arz Ruah said, that doesn't bother him. He's being chalev on that whole thing. The two svekas don't bother me. If you have a suffix, if she was this aska, and even if she was this aska, maybe it was nitez, that doesn't bother him. Even by two svekas we could do a tliya. So what's the gather? What's the rule? So I was trying the price of Avram Shukshat Abach Taylor. Suffolk Avram Ainir Taylor. What's trying the price? The Rajma works with logic. It's Mistaber. We have to dine out. Is it Mistaber or not? Is it Mistaber or not that this came from there? I don't need to know for sure, but it has to have a Mistaberus in it. That it somewhat makes sense. How Mistaber is this Taliyah? That's what we have to ask ourselves. How Mistaber is this Taliyah? So if the Shok Shatabachim is a Mokim Yuchid, a specific place, and you're not even sure if you were there, then there's not enough of a Savara to say that, yeah, you were there and it hit you. That's not strong enough. However, if they move around the city from place to place, that's what makes it now Mistaber that you were in that place where they were shechting and it hit you. Because they're always traveling around the city, so you're also walking around the city. It's Mistaber. So therefore, he had Shper Taisvis, that he was bothered with Taisvis, assuming that the Chazirim are still roaming around the city. Says Taisvis, but people don't really come in contact with the Chazir. Or the Rosh says, they're not matis as they used to be matis. Says the Rosh, what do I care? I don't care. Why should that bother me? But you're in a place where it's possible that they would need taste. You were in a place where this episode started to say you were there when it was being need taste. That's enough. Perhaps Taisvis learned out there after Zeruah that the side of Safik Avra is we make one Safik with Taylor, two Safik with not Taylor. Therefore the Taisvis is saying, if it's not regidus to come in contact, or the Rosh saints, and if you do it, they're not matzahs down like they used to, so then already you're dealing with a double Safik over here. So that would not be Taylor. So it comes at the Machlaikis, the Rashba and Taisvis is in the Gedda of Safik Avra. What's the Gedda of the Safik Avra? Is it a Vart of two Sveikis? Or is it a Vart of less Mestaber? That's the Machlekes over here. Now, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, so he brings down the Rosh, the end of the Rosh. He says, Misayim ba'arash the Amr of Nachman Zerikedes ki Eir She'esh v'chazirim dami. Zerikedes is like Eir She'esh v'chazirim dami. You saw the end of the Rosh there. The Rosh is it's about Kol Lefi Inyan. The Rosh he says he brings Taisus down. Then he says, "Va'kol lefi inyan." At the end of the day, right? He brings on Taisus that ha'idna is different, right? He says ha'idna she ha'idna loynog din ze. But he says va'kol lefi inyan. Kid the Omer of Nachman, the doikeres ki er sheish b'chazirim dami. What's the flow here? Kid the Omer, what do you see of Nachman? What did he see in Rav Nachman? So the Beis Yosef says that what the Beis Yosef says what he saw in Rav Nachman was as follows: Kloima, Maybe Raya is bringing a Raya she'ina dava tali be yesh ba chazir. Doesn't have to be that there are chazir. Sha'arei dure kedes al pish loy ba chazir le'chosh l'kismeim le'shayu tabachim harbe va'ash bais vishkot zimtuyim ba. Im kein af anu noima will also say the ear the inshratim in the veilis mutal v'shok she'inavrumem chazirim al pish yesh ba chazirim chosh l'kismeim. Meaning that what he's saying is that the Rosh himself is saying, I'm bringing a raya from the sugya that has to be mistaber how it got to you. And that's what Ravashi is being mechadish to us. The chiddush Ravashi of Ravashi is that even though I don't know exactly how it got to me, right? This is the extra connection of Ravashi. Ravashi is going to be moisiv unto the din tzliya that we knew until now, is that even though I don't know how it got to me, but I know I was bevadei with chazirim, or according to the Rajba, I was bevadei in a city where chazirim are roaming around. That's enough already that I can be told like some in the chazirim. So comes on Taisvis. Taisvis says as follows. Taisvis quotes the Rashbam. Right? And the Rashbam. What's the Rashbam say? I feel Yaisim Echigris. Any of it's been a chag or lamata and all that. So, Frank the Aruch Lanech, what's the chiddush? Pashit. Lo yidati mamish mashvinu Rashbam bezed the pshita echi shul pebachas mechigris and min achogol lamalo and zask v'somim. I feel the ear she'ein but chazirim kivuy called in lamalo. What's the chiddush in that? Ve'ula yesh loyma del Rashbam ay kasha loshen ein choshish in l'ksamim. His bad, what's this loshen ein choshish? Shlein nimsa kumayha b'chol sugya. Ve'avle l'meim yishuz said ear she'ish b'chazir toyle behem. A kismatar. Use the lashons we've been using. Taila, kismatar. Lachem afarish dachikam. Echoshin l'ksamim. Shein tzarech lachosh l'ksamim. Livdak im yesh bekigris. Ayin hum min achogal amalo. Chadayim al b'chol in yitar. Echoshin means you live in such a place. You don't even have to start clearing. You don't even have to be. You don't have to do any chakiris and bedikis. Exactly, is the kesem above the chag or under the chag? Is it more than a chagris, less than a chagris? That's the lashon of Ravashi. And that's Ravashi's being mechadish over here. So comes along, Taisis says, Umihu, what's the Umihu? What's the flow? What's Umihu? He means, however, I Marie, the Marie saying something else, or there's a flow over here. There's a flow. Because from the Rashbam alone, I might have said, like what Yeshua said. Sounds like a like Gazru. Here, Shidra Chazir, we have another like Gazru over here. So if it's like Gazru, just like we learned in the last Chabura, that the like Gazru of Machailas remains forever and ever, so maybe this also should remain forever and ever. So Tais, me, Oy Marie, don't make that mistake. Even though the Ravash Tzvim Chazlas ain't Chayshin, but that's only when you're within the city of Chazirin. But when you're not in a Makam of Chazirin, then you don't have the whole asset to begin with. There's no loy gazru over here. Diyav bismaneinu will be asa. However, zaktaisviz mihu b'mogim sheshu glayim ledava. Then we're back to the din of echosh. And then already you don't have to echosh at all. Yeah.
Any town we look at it as a Chazir. Any town has Chazir.
But that's wrong. Right? It's not a birth of Chazir. It's a birth of Tliya. If it was Chazir, then it would remain like the Machadis Chazir.
And to say like, well, I just want to say that across the board in that ear, look at it.
I know why you have to say that. It's automatic clear. Okay, now we move on in the sugya over here, and the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, "What someone's waiting to use the room? At 6 o'clock? Yeah, we finished one.
Okay. Is that all?
So Gemara goes on with the shear, which we'll get back to this Gemara when we see the halachas of Kigris, Kigris Vaid, we'll see more about. And then the Gemara goes on to over here. It says, Itma, Nimtza Ale Kigris Vaid, she found on her beged Kigris Vaid, Va'oisei Va'oi Ritzufa by Machadis, and those Machadis crushed on it. Abchanina imet tmeya, Rav Yane imet tayra. Now let's listen to the svaris. Abchanina imet tmeya, because ki tali bechigris. When did we say you could do a tli and a kigris? Bechigris, but bechigris va'oy loy tali. A kigris you can do a tli, a kigris va'oy not. Sounds very pashut. We learned in the Mishnah. Abchanina read the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ad kama kigris. He's telling us the takana is chazal. That takana is been. He's telling us the gather to the takana was when how and I can do a tzliya. How much up to kigris? Not more than that. Rav Yane yoyme toira. Hani melechad olay ritzuva by machoiles. Avheichad ritzuva machoiles. Mucha milsa the high void na machoilesu. Zogdav Yana, a new svar of Mucha Milsa. Now, where is Ritzufa Leha? It's Ratzuf, the Machadis is found over there on the Kesef. So then it's Mucha Milsa. This is different already. Now, then we're titling more than a Kigris. Then we're titling more than a Kigris. But without Mucha Milsa, I agree to you, Rav Chanina, 100%. You're right, it's only up to a Kigris and not more than a Kigris. But when it's Mucha Milsa, then you can do more than a Kigris. Iba Elohu. Gemara has a clear. Gemara says, Bayi Rav Yemi, I'm sorry. Bayi Rav Yemi, it's asking with Kigris when it's allowed with Kigris Va'oit. She was icy with a gris and she found a gris void. Mahu. Tiboyel Rav Chanina, Tiboyel Rav Yan. Tiboyel Rav Chanina. Ad kan lekom Rav Chanina. Some tmeya. El delin is aska. Avachadin is aska. Tali. When did Rav Chanina say his gather to the takana that's up to kigris and not more than that? When she was in his aska. But when she was in his aska, for some reason, his ask is different. Then we'll do more than a kigris. I do my feel Rabbi Yana in Domar Taira. Hani mila yechad ritzufa by machiles. Av hachad ein ritzufa by machiles. Loi tali. So the Gemara is saying that even according to Rabbi Yana that we're going to do a double taliyah, we're going to be telling a part in one thing, a part in another thing. We're going to split the kesem half and half. That's only when it's mochamilsa. When it's not mochamilsa, then we're not going to split the kesem. Correct? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam alach chav gimel that we read a few times. The Rambam says as follows. Bad kama ad kigris, avim motza kes a kes. He's talking about over the case of besara v'chaluka. Nimza al kes v'abigda u'besara ke'echad. Bad kama ad kigris, avim motza kes in yesmi kigris. But if she found a kes which is more than a kigris, ain't a toila b'machailis. She has no right to be toila b'machailis. V'afilu hoisa machailis v'tzutza b'kesem. Even if Machilas is mamash smashed onto the kesem, hayul vu yes michigris ain't a tevachas. A din is kigris yes michigris not. Either the Machilas on the kesem, it's mochamilsa, doesn't make a difference. Hayul vu yes michigris ain't a tevachas. Okay, very nice. Chavav shnei nashim shenis asku b'tibur echa. Two women that were fasting with a tzibur echad. Ve'im ba'yalakis sella dam. And now they found a equal to a sella of dam. Ve'nim zakolach v'shtem kesem kesella. Shtem tzmeyas. Okay. Nis'aska b'dam. If they were oisik with dam, she efshashi yemimena kesem elchigris. They'll be in this asik with them. Where you go, you find a kesem of a kigris from that dam. Vinim saw that kesem kishne grisim, and she found herself two grisim. Harus Ari zu tada the dam she is asked about. A kigris b'machaylas kibitayla. A kigris in the dam she is asked about, and a kigris in the machaylas. So what's going on over here? All of a sudden over here, the Rambam's masking that we could play it. We could split the kesem, right? In Chav Gimel, where I found a kesem that's larger than the chigris, and the machayos ritzutzaba. So the Rambam, you know, we give when it comes to machayos, we give you a chigris like Paluk Rabbanan Bishirayo, like the Rosh said. That's it. You have a chigris. Comes to the case in this Aska over there already, we say we can split the kesem, part in this Aska, part in the Machitz. So the Magen Mishnah over here says, the Magen Mishnah back in Halacha Chof Gimel, he says, why are we not Taylor, according to the Rabbam? He says, where's the makar that even if it's machayz ritzufa, we don't shum it when nimtza like gris void voice void ritzufa by machayz mchanina mitzmeir mgani mitzayr. U pasak rabenu, listen to this. Pasak rabenu ki rabbi chanina the ama tmeya uchepasht the masnisin. Like we said, mchanina is the pashtas of the Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that kama ki gris. That's it. Uchepasht the masnisin. The loy miflega, the Mishnah makes no chilukim. Biktani ad kami hitayla akigrisha pol mashma de bchogavni the tfei loy tali b'machoylis. Now he says after he says afgav the labraya he the loy sibu mina the rabbiane because if it's such a klar raya, why didn't the Gemara ask from our Mishnah to rabbiane? Kamaka naktina lechumra kipashta the masnisin uchid rab chanina. Okay. As the Magen Mishnah points out, there are other Rishonim that pasken like Rabbi Yanai LaHakol, but the Rambam pasken like Rabbi Chanina, like the Pashta, the Masnisin, even though it may not be Muchach from the Mishnah, but we're going to go to Chumra. So therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that when it's Machayez Ritzufa over there. Over there, we're going to. Over there, we have our sugya that we're not telling them on a chigris. This aska is different. Why is this aska different? So the Rashba in the Tari Sabayis, the Rashba says a lashon. He says. David tvei adif isig b'ksamim meritzufa. David tvei adif. It's more mistaber asik b'ksamim than ritzufa. Because ritzufa is not as strong to be split the kesem. So therefore, even though by ritzufa we're not going to split it, but in this ask already, it's more of a mocha melsim, you'd say. But in the Rashba, it makes a lot of sense, this lashon tvei adif. Because we learned earlier, just like you said, that Eshreish Bechazim, that's all you said. Rajbolt, when I need to make a Taliyah, what do I need to do? I need to ask myself, how mistabra is this Taliyah? Does it have somewhat mistabra to it? Then you can do it. So that's what he's saying. Tfei Adif, there's more of a Svar to say that it came from the Ksamim, from the Nsaska, than from the in the case of Ritzufa. So therefore, this will allow and Ritzufa not. The Rosh over here, the Rosh's Lashon is that we read before, the Rosh's Lashon is that we paskin like Chanina ben Atignos. The Rosh says, V'aloch Rab Chanina ben Atignos. The Bein Harga Bein Loi Harga Tela Kigris, Vilei Polo Grabara Bein Harga Habel Harga Maat Loilam Eini Tela Biyos Mechigris. Now, says, Va'ava Bidein Aloch Grabanan. Miwim Harga Pishpesh Imirichareka Toilakitorus, which we have discussed that. Fine. Akobarim says, Halakar Khanima Tignas, Bain Harga Vale Haga Telekigris. Villa Palagraban Bain Harga Harbel Hagamak. Where did Rosh get this from? The Taizar Gataina. Shukshatabachim. Where did Rosh get this from? Teretz is the Rosh got it from Rav Chanina. Got it from Rav Chanina. He saw Rav Chanina that when it comes to please the Machailas, I see a Machailas Ritzufa. I see another Dam which could be from different Machailas next to it. Like Polygrabon, I don't care how Mastabra it is. The Rajma works with Mastabras. The Rosh is me Machash does that from Rav Chanina, I understand. There's a Le Polygrabon over here. That's how we saw it. Chepashta the Masnisin is Rav Chanina Martignes, the Chepashta the Masnisin. But he learned it from Chanina. Chanina was the one that was Megalatas, this Gedin, the Gzerov, the Takana of Kegris. Okay, we're gonna stop here. Emir Tzashem.
Chanina Vayetzufa.